This morning on WCHL, it's been about 2 weeks since Charles Blackwood officially took office as Orange County Sheriff. The first new sheriff in Orange County in 32 years. With two shelters, a food pantry, and a community kitchen to run, the Interfaith Council for Social Service has a lot on the plate during the holidays, literally.
We thought that maybe we could cut back a little from last year, but apparently I was wrong about that.
And family, friends, and alumni filled the stands at the Dean Smith Center yesterday afternoon to see 2,182 students get their hard-earned degrees at the winter commencement. These stories and more, plus WCHL Championship Sports. And
who can beat Kentucky this season? That would be nobody.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL. It's going to be a cool day. Look for sunshine today. High today, about 60. It's going to be warmer than it has been in the last little while, and really a nice day on the way. You know, it's been about 2 weeks since Charles Blackwood officially took office as Orange County's new sheriff, the first new sheriff in Orange County in 32 years. Last week, Blackwood stopped by WCHL and spoke with Aaron Keck and Elizabeth Friend about his first weeks in the job, the changes he's making, and how to provide effective and fair law enforcement in the wake of cases like Eric Garner's and Mike Brown's. Here's part one of that conversation, beginning with a discussion about his first few days in office.
Things are going really well. We're very fortunate. We have a team of individuals who are very dedicated to seeing that at least the first 100 days go smoothly, and we're way ahead of where we wanted to be.
As you look ahead to taking over this organization, you're the first new leader in 30-some years. What kind of changes do you see yourself making, and what do you think is really important to keep the same?
The building blocks that are laid and that have been laid by Sheriff Pendergrass over the 32 years that we've worked together are phenomenal and tremendous in the building process. The changes, although may not be apparent to folks from the outside initially, they will begin to feel that very quickly. This morning we had a gentleman come in to do an interview with an inmate, and he commented four times before I could get away from him that he'd never been treated so nicely. And that's what we're after. The customer service prong of what we're trying to accomplish in taking it to that next level is critical. We have embraced the Disney philosophy, which is to the moon. And that starts at the front door. Prior to December 1st, there were a lot of signs on the front door telling people that this is not the courthouse or where this was. And we just got the feeling that front door said, go away. That's the first change. It's at the front door. And as you go through our office, you feel that change. Folks are walking around upright and glad to be there. And that doesn't say anything negative about the prior administration. It just says that things need to change. With change, I realize that, everything that comes up must come down. It's my job to maintain the attitude that we have currently.
We talked about this on the campaign trail as well, but will residents of Orange County see or perceive any changes in policing approach or priorities?
We have already worked to create another area on the north side of the county, which is going to enhance our ability to respond adequately in a timely fashion to those calls in that broad area of northern Orange County where it is so expansious. We have in place now a legal advisor for the department, for the office rather. So yes, those changes are coming. We talked about the reduction in residential break-ins as being our primary goal. With all the work that we're doing, the break-ins are still coming, and we realize it is a holiday season. It's what we do after the break-in occurs. We may not be able to stop it, but we can certainly target an approach, a comprehensive approach, to trying to, one, find out who's responsible for it and prevent that from occurring again, if possible, through some strategic planning for targeted areas within the county.
There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Charles Blackwood. That's Charles Blackwood speaking with Elizabeth Friend and Eric Heck here at WCHL. Family, friends, and alumni fill the stands at the Smith Center on Sunday to see 2,182 students receive their hard-earned degrees at winter commencement exercises. 997 were undergraduates. Master's degrees went out to 790 candidates. 41 students received professional degrees. Doctoral degrees went to 354 recipients. UNC President Tom Ross congratulated the students and thanked their families. He expressed confidence in the likelihood of future success for members of the graduating class, but added that he hopes for more.
I'm equally hopeful and confident that each of you will strive to make life better for others, that you will work to improve the community in which you live, and that you will do all you can to contribute to the common good and a better world.
The keynote speaker was James H. Johnson, Jr., William R. Keenan, Distinguished Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at Keenan Flagler Business School. Johnson told students they are entering a hyper-competitive workforce driven by profound economic and demographic shifts.
We are entering what is called a human age, where inner human potential will be the primary driver of innovations in our economy and of all major advances in our lives.
Johnson added that an entrepreneurial mindset will be required to meet the challenges of a new global economy. That includes the ability to adapt quickly in an unpredictable environment. Chancellor Carol Folt closed the hour-long ceremony with an experience she first shared last spring at a TEDx UNC conference called Taking Flight. Folt, a biologist with degrees from the University of California at Davis, recalled one unforgettable research trip to New Zealand. Folt said the wingspan of the albatross she saw that day reached about 12 feet as it leaped awkwardly off a cliff to soar over the ocean. She told UNC graduates that she hopes they all realize how large their wings have become during their time at the university. The spring commencement for 2015 is scheduled for Sunday, May 10th. WCHL News Time, 6:13. More news in just a moment.
UNC Family Medicine brings you tips on how to celebrate the holiday season without sacrificing a healthy lifestyle. One tip from UNC nutritionist Susanna Southern is move. Break the mold of sitting and eating during the holidays by getting up to participate in a fun run. Plan a family walk if the weather is nice. You can even host a family dance party while everyone washes dishes or puts away leftovers. Whatever you choose to do, getting active will make a positive impact on the health of your holidays. Find out more about what you can do to encourage healthy habits for the holidays by visiting uncfamilymedicine.org.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
We're celebrating the season of giving with the Subaru Share the Love event. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Because Subaru understands how much Subaru owners care about the community, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of five charities during the annual Subaru Share the Love event. Because Performance Subaru understands Subaru owners, we are offering 10% discount on service when you bring in five non-perishable food items to your appointment. Two great ways to give back this holiday season, both at Performance Subaru and Chapel Hill. Want a little extra to be thankful for this holiday season? Try adding to your Subaru family with a little wow factor, like a 2014 Subaru Impreza Wagon 2.5i Premium for an amazing $199 per month. Wow! Subaru even has financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months on select 2014 models. Wow!
Stock number D48-94ELD02. 42-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing includes tax, tag, and $6.49 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $22,734 and selling price of $21,400. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 12/31/2014.
The Subaru Share the Love event. PerformanceSubaru.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 6:16. With two shelters, a food pantry, and a community kitchen to run, the Interfaith Council for Social Services has a lot on the plate during the holidays, literally. The executive director of the IFC recently told WCHL that wage stagnation is keeping the charitable organization busier than ever. whatever. But there are ways you can help. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
This year, the IFC provided a little more than 400 Thanksgiving meals to households in Orange County. According to Executive Director John Dorward, the IFC had originally planned on providing about 350 holiday dinners.
We thought that maybe we could cut back a little from last year where we did 400 meals. The economy is supposed to be getting better, but apparently I was wrong about that.
Dorward said they're still shooting for 350 meals at Christmas, but that too could change.
I think a lot of it is just that people are still not seeing their wages going up. A lot of this goes back to wages and what people can earn during the course of an average week or an average month. What we're seeing is that those salaries are not living wages, so people are just running short.
Most of the families served by the food pantry have at least one worker in the home, and sometimes that person is holding down two jobs, according to Dorward. But when someone is making minimum wage, or not much more than that, it can be difficult to get through the month. Dorward said that 4,000 households in Orange County are signed up for IFC services.
The only encouraging thing that I can tell you is that the numbers of people coming in and the numbers of bags of groceries that are going out are not going up anymore. They have kind of stabilized, but they've stabilized at about 50-60% higher than what it was before the Great Recession.
The organization has been providing services to the hungry for about a decade. In recent years, it's getting more and more help and supplementation from various sources. The Porch Organization, whose advisory board includes Mayors Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill and Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro, provides food for families and pantries in those towns. Another group, Table, provides emergency food to hungry children in the area. Members of United Church of Chapel Hill help out IFC with everything from food donations, fundraising efforts, and even some cooking. Recently, the IFC partnered with Farmer Food Share to offer fresh local fruits and vegetables, along with the traditional ham, turkey, and fixins for the holiday dinner. Farmer Food Share originated with the Carrboro Farmers Market several years ago and has spread throughout the state. The program gives farmers and shoppers a chance to share or buy a little extra for those in need. And then there's the annual RSVVP Day, which fell this year on November 11th. Participating restaurants contributed 10% of their total proceeds that day toward the IFC's food pantry and community kitchen.
It has a possibility of being the best RSVVP day we've ever had. We ended up with 115 restaurants. Half of them have already sent their money in, and we've already collected almost $13,000.
If the other half does as well, he said, then an all-time record will be achieved. If you'd like to help with a contribution, you can go to ifcweb.org for more information. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Durham police arrested 11 people in a nighttime protest on Saturday night that was part of a nationwide wave of demonstrations of killings by police. Police spokeswoman Cammy Michaels said in a news release that about 50 protesters on Saturday night marched on several streets near downtown and Duke University's East Campus. She says the protesters blocked traffic as they marched on several streets and were ordered to disperse as they approached the Durham freeway. Michael says most of the protesters were charged with impeding. Media accounts say the protesters chanted Black Lives Matter and Hands Up, Don't Shoot. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time now for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, traffic and weather together. Boy, starting out really well this morning, Ron. Taking a look at the roadways, not a lot happening out there this morning. So don't worry about it right now. Nikki Morris has her eye on traffic as well as a myriad of other things. And she'll be talking about traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. If you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. But everything right now is copacetic. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Four Corners. It is going to be a really nice day today. We are starting out rather cool, but it is going to warm up all the way to about 60 degrees before this day is out. And that is going to be really nice. Lots of sunshine, light winds. And tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of showers. And the high tomorrow in the upper 50s. Four Corners. There's Monday Night Football tonight at Four Corners with 50-cent wings and $4 giant drafts tonight at Four Corners downtown on East Franklin Street. It is 6:20 WCHL. Time for championship sports. Let's talk about Carolina women's basketball. The number 6-ranked UNC women's basketball team kept rolling on Sunday with an 84-52 win at home over Appalachian State. Back in Carmichael Arena after 25 days on the road, Tar Heels struggled from three-point range but came away with an easy win regardless, led by 19 points and 9 rebounds from sophomore Stephanie Mavunga. After the game, head coach Sylvia Hatchell had this to say.
Our practices have been very abbreviated. We haven't probably been doing as many shooting sessions in the last, you know, week, 10 days. So that could be a little bit of it. But also, we went inside a lot, too. Stephanie was able to really get going inside in there. But, you know, we'll keep working on it.
Carolina got off to a slow start but recovered quickly, jumping out to a 20-point lead and going into halftime up 46-27 before cruising to the win. App State senior Mariah Sindor led the Mountaineers with 18 points and 11 rebounds, but that wasn't enough. Tar Heels did suffer a scare in the first half when sophomore Alicia Gray collapsed in pain on a drive to the basket, appearing to have rolled her right ankle. Stephanie Bavunga and Coach Hatchell after the game.
I was like really panicking, you know, so like I saw her go down at first. I was like, oh, okay, she's about to come back up. I was just thinking like, you know, like I had to start saying my prayers. So I had a lot of faith in her. So I was like so happy when I saw her get up.
I saw her. The reason I went out there is I saw when her foot hit the upright and it turned. And that really concerned me because it didn't look good.
But Gray came back to the game a few minutes after leaving and wound up with 12 points on the night. With that win, UNC moves to 9-0 on the season. Appalachian State falls to 3-4. Next up for the Tar Heels, a midweek home game against Oregon State this Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Carmichael Arena. And if you've been following the Carolina Panthers, you know it's been a tough season. Panthers have been struggling. Derek Anderson threw for 277 yards and a touchdown. Graham Gano kicked 4 field goals. The Carolina Panthers defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 19-17 on Sunday to remain alive in the NFC South playoff race. The win, coupled with Atlanta's loss to Pittsburgh, left the Panthers at 5-8-1 ahead of New Orleans in the division. The Saints, who are 5-8, play Chicago on Monday night. Now, Anderson was 25 of 40 and improved to 2-0 as a starter in place of Cam Newton, sidelined while recovering from a car accident last week that left him with a couple of fractures in his lower back. Greg Olsen tied a career high with 10 catches for 110 yards yesterday. Rookie Kelvin Benjamin had 8 grabs for 104 yards. Josh McCown threw a touchdown pass and ran for another to lead the Bucs, who are 2-12. And the Panthers defeated them 19-17. Still a very close game. And it's amazing the Panthers could win that division, the NFC South, which is a very mediocre division, with a losing record. They're 5-8-1 now. And looks like things are shaping up to go in that direction. So that's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Paws Forever offers a unique, integrated approach to animal welfare, providing services for animals and their people at each stage of life. Programs range from rescue and adoption to education and training, and now to legacy care, a unique service that allows pet owners to plan ahead for the care of their beloved dogs and cats. Learn more about Paws Forever programs, animals, volunteer opportunities, and ways to donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, coming up on 625 at WCHL, time now for the Osgood File, and that'll be followed by more local news at the bottom of the hour.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This holiday shopping season has seen not only the expanding amount of online buying, but also an ever-shrinking amount of consumer spending at the malls and the retail stores that are there. Mirror, mirror on the wall, what's going to happen to the mall? Will we have any malls at all? Maybe so and maybe not. It depends on the sort of plans they've got. Perhaps to morph into something new, which some have already started to, as you'll hear after this. The holidays are here, and now's the time to spread some Christmas cheer to your family and friends. Whether you're going to be there for Christmas or if you can't make it this year, send them a beautiful original centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com. They know how to brighten the holiday with a classic Christmas centerpiece filled with red roses and white lilies, fragrant evergreens, and pine cones, all topped off with a red velvet ribbon and candles. This gorgeous gift is crafted by expert local florists and hand-delivered to your family and friends. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has a special holiday offer since you listened to the Osgood File. Send the classic Christmas centerpiece for $29.99. That's $10 off the regular price. Don't wait. To get $10 off the classic Christmas centerpiece, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, either from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Osgood or call 1-800-Flowers and mention Osgood. It hasn't happened overnight, but mall operators see that the times, they are changing. And to meet the cyber challenge, they must do some rearranging. And that's what they plan to do, says our CBS News colleague Ben Tracy.
The plan is to do just about anything to get shoppers offline and back in line at the mall.
Some malls are already changing their business model, Tracy says.
To win your business, malls are now offering free gift wrapping. And so you don't have to carry all those heavy bags.
I have a delivery for Garrett.
Yep, Garrett.
They'll even deliver the gifts to your front door.
Thank you very much.
Some malls are delivering the shoppers to the stores.
Hello, welcome to the Grove.
At the Grove in Los Angeles, you can get a free Uber ride.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
And they'll then take you home if you spend at least $450.
It's do or die, says Rick Caruso.
Rick Caruso owns the Grove and says many typical malls will be gone within a decade.
I think the future of a traditional indoor mall, I think they've got big challenges. Somehow they have to create a real different experience. How do they differentiate themselves? You got to wrap it around an experience. You got to wrap it around service.
They realize that a lot of people prefer and find it nice to shop without leaving the house, says Ben Tracy.
But malls are betting that by offering a little sugar and spice, you'll find this is even more nice than shopping from home.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of our many merchants you'll find is Deluxe Cleaners. Get $20 of cleaning services for only $10. Deluxe Cleaners has been offering superior quality and service for over 32 years with three convenient locations in Chapel Hill and Durham. They're a family-owned and operated business striving to satisfy your dry cleaning needs. Look sharp for all your holiday celebrations with help from Deluxe Cleaners. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
You may know that Paws Forever rescues homeless dogs and cats in our community, but did you also know that Paws Forever commits to their animals for the rest of their lives? Some animals live at Paws Forever for just a short time, and others for years. Like Gypsy, a sweet but very shy cat who was at Paws Forever 5 years. She is now thriving in her new home. Please consider offering your support to the long-term work of Paws Forever. Learn more and donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for your support.
And good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. We have 33 degrees in Chapel Hill. Yeah, a little bit nippy this morning, just about like usual. And this forecast is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It's going to be sunny today, high today about 60 degrees. Nice day on the way. A little bit windy later on in the day. Nothing to worry about, though. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 30s, so a little bit warmer. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance for showers. And high tomorrow in the upper 50s. Looking ahead a little bit, Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. So actually, pretty good weather on the way. And it's going to be nice today with a high of around 60 degrees. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
ChapelBro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, ChapelBro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nunn. A gunman holds as many as 13 hostages inside a cafe in a busy section of downtown Sydney, Australia. The man was inside as the ordeal began during the morning rush hour more than 12 hours ago.
There was one guy walking around with a hat and a beard, and then that's when the police showed up.
At least five people have managed to escape. Authorities are in touch with the gunman who forced two of his captives to display Islamic flags against the cafe windows. New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione.
We want people to remain calm. There are large numbers of police that will be involved in ensuring that we have a level of safety and in fact confidence that people can go about their business normally.
Australian terror expert Waleed Ali says this seems to be the work of an amateur.
There is a very clear sense that they are in control of this situation, that they are not dealing with someone that they simply don't know how to handle. And we can only hope that that hunch, that impression that we're getting at the moment plays out and turns out to be true.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 33 degrees in Chapel Hill, 32 this morning in Carrboro. I'm Ron Stutz. Family, friends, and alumni fill the stands at the Dean Smith Center on Sunday afternoon to see 2,182 UNC students receive their hard-earned degrees at winter commencement exercises. 997 were undergrads. Master's degrees went out to 790 candidates. 41 students got professional degrees. Doctoral degrees went to 354 recipients. UNC President Tom Ross congratulated the students and thanked their families. He expressed confidence in the likelihood of future success for members of this graduating class, but added that he hopes for more.
I'm equally hopeful and confident that each of you will strive to make life better for others, that you will work to improve the community in which you live, and that you will do all you can to contribute to the common good and a better world.
Keynote speaker yesterday was James H. Johnson, Jr., William R. Keenan, Distinguished Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at Keenan Flagler Business School. Johnson told students they're entering a hyper-competitive workforce driven by profound economic and demographic shifts.
We are entering what is called the human age, where inner human potential will be the primary driver of innovations in our economy and of all major advances in our lives.
Johnson added that an entrepreneurial mindset will be required to meet the challenges of a new global economy. That includes the ability to adapt quickly in an unpredictable environment. Chancellor Carol Folt closed the hour-long ceremony yesterday with an experience she first shared last spring at a TEDx-UNC conference called Taking Flight. Folt, a biologist with degrees from the University of California at Berkeley, recalled one unforgettable research trip to New Zealand. Folt said the wingspan of the albatross she saw that day reached about 12 feet as it leaped awkwardly off a cliff to soar over the ocean. She told UNC graduates that she hopes they all realize how large their wings have become during their time at the university. The spring commencement for 2015 is scheduled for Sunday, May 10th. Art and business leaders are converging in Carrboro and planning the best pathway to move forward. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the process.
A public hearing has been called on a proposed new Arts and Innovation Center in Carrboro. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says this is your chance to voice your opinion on the project.
We want to hold this meeting to get input from Carrboro folks, from Carrboro residents, business owners, property owners. We've had a request submitted to us by the Arts Center, Kids Zoo, and the Carolina Performing Arts that we construct, own, or lease to this partnership a building, an Arts Center building.
The meeting will be held at the board meeting on Tuesday, January 20th. Mayor Lavelle adds that she believes this will be the first of several meetings on the topic. Mayor Lavelle is also working to push forward economic developments involving the arts in Carrboro.
We purchased a condo that was formerly owned by Fleet Feet, which is located above Acme. And that enabled the Fleet Feet building to move forward, Callister to move forward, some of the projects in that development to move forward.
But now the question is raised of what to do with the condo. One proposition is to use the building as a common workspace for small businesses in the area. Perch, which operates a co-working space in Carrboro already, has lobbied to lease the space from the town and add a larger co-working space for Carrboro entrepreneurs to collaborate.
Our sense of it is that it would be an incubator of sorts for all kinds of small businesses. It's a pretty large area.
While the theory of the small business incubator is fairly agreeable, the process to get there is still to be determined.
Do we want to, you know, subsidize, if you will, to a degree, this project for a period of a minimum of 2 years? You know, what's the value we're going to see out of this? You know, will we end up with Carrboro businesses that form and grow and that stay in Carrboro?
While there are many decisions to be made, it does appear the arts and economic development projects are converging and moving forward in Carrboro. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A North Carolina student says he feared for his life when he was beaten by church members in an attempt to cure him of being gay. Five members of the World of Faith Fellowship Church in Spindale have been indicted for kidnapping and assault in connection with Matthew Fenner's beating. Fenner told the Associated Press they surrounded him in the church's sanctuary after a service 2 years ago and began shouting, choking, and beating him. The University of North Carolina students says they believe they could beat the demons out of him and stop him from being gay. The church's attorney says the church members are innocent. This is the latest controversy to surround this church, which has been accused for years of enforcing extensive control over its congregations. Again, that is in Spindale, North Carolina. Insurers and advocates say the first month of the current period for North Carolinians to enroll in Affordable Care Act plans has been calmer than the same stretch last year. New customers have until the end of Monday, end of today, to sign up for coverage that starts in January. Existing customers have to make changes to information in their accounts if they want it reflected in plans starting in January. The overall enrollment period will end February 15th. A more knowledgeable customer base and fewer technical problems have contributed to more moderate pays. Neither the federal government nor the three insurers offering plans in North Carolina have released latest enrollment numbers for the state. The administration set a target of 9.1 million people enrolled across the country for 2015. That includes 6.7 million current customers, most of whom will be automatically re-enrolled. And news around town this morning, if you have an old cell phone that you need to get rid of, you can give it to a good cause by bringing it to the North Carolina Women's Hospital on Manning Drive. UNC Hospital's Beacon Child and Family Program is teaming up with the Compass Center to collect phones for victims of domestic violence. You can drop them off at the Women's Health Information Center on the ground floor. Donations are tax deductible. If you'd like more information, call the Beacon Program at 919-966-9314. WCHL News Time, 638. Coming up next, Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is kicking off the holiday season with the BMW Happier Holiday Event, making this holiday season truly the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill.
Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier Holiday Event and lease a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW 328i for $348 per month. That's a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW 328i for $348 per month.
Wow! Yes, the performance promise is always included for a little extra wow. That means you'll always receive the best service from an enthusiastic and professional staff for an outstanding value. Happy holidays from Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com.
Stock number LB4424, 36 month lease or 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $42,375 and selling price of $36,000 with $43,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains holiday credit. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 31 December 2014. Visit BMWUSAUltimateService.com for details.
Certified pre-owned BMWs are covered up to an additional 2 years or 50,000 miles when the new car warranty expires.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2014 Center of Excellence. Wow.
33 degrees, 641 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Happy Bill of Rights Day. In 1791, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, were added to our Constitution. North Carolina had a significant part in making sure it was included, saying they would not ratify without a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights makes our nation the great country that it is. It is a constant fight to maintain those freedoms. For instance, many people, including some members of Congress, are not happy allowing people to express themselves in ways that are offensive. During the Civil Rights and Vietnam War demonstrations, people burned the American flag. But the Supreme Court defended it as a guarantee of free speech. But the Supreme Court itself attacks the Bill of Rights, particularly the Fourth Amendment, that guarantees citizens the right to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures. Police violate this regularly, and the court is nibbling away at it. Sides are drawn. Gun rights people love the right to bear arms, even though it says in the Constitution it is for the militia, our 21st century National Guard. Campaign finance reformers hate the decision allowing free-for-all election spending. Prayer in schools, misunderstood and demanded by those who think God is mentioned in the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. It isn't. And they think the founders were Christian, whereas many were deists. The point is, the government has to be checked, and the Bill of Rights protects us from a tyrannical government. The ACLU and other organizations are our watchdogs devoted to protecting the Bill of Rights. I speculate that 200 years from now, the same battles over what protections are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights will be raging. Let's hope the Bill of Rights wins. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Kentucky looked every bit like the number one team in the nation on Saturday afternoon as the Wildcats kept Carolina at arm's length in Lexington, eventually beating the Heels 84-70. According to Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams, Carolina just didn't execute well enough in some key areas to pick up the win.
I thought two big keys for us was the number of turnovers. We can't do that. And then that we wanted to play without fouling. We let them shoot 31 free throws, and we fouled them way too much. They were much more aggressive getting the ball to the basket on the drive and much more aggressive getting the ball to the basket with their big guys going to the basket instead of shooting fadeaways.
Before you take that first drink of alcohol, make sure you have a plan to get home safely. Alcohol affects your judgment even after that first drink. After a couple more, you might think you're okay to drive, but you're not. Always designate a non-drinking driver. There's no happy holiday ending to drunk driving. MAD North Carolina wishes you a safe holiday season. Visit mad.org/NC to learn how you can plan a safe party and get home safely.
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Kentucky had not shot the three-pointer well at all this season, coming in at just 27.7% as a team. But the Wildcats were 7 of 15 from behind the arc against Carolina, hitting some early momentum-building threes when the Tar Heels tried to play zone.
We didn't do a good enough job in the zone. We didn't get there and guard them. And then when we went man-to-man, the dribble penetration really hurt us, and they pitched out. And they made some of them. You know, sometimes guys don't make them in an open gym, but they made them today with a lot of people in the stands.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Oh, boy, that was a tough loss for the Tar Heels on Saturday, that's for sure. 6:45 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together.
UNC Family Medicine brings you tips on how to celebrate the holiday season without sacrificing a healthy lifestyle. UNC nutritionist Susanna Southern says that when planning holiday meals, enjoy cooking something different and healthy with your family. Many traditional holiday treats can have easy ingredient substitutions that barely alter the taste, but make a huge impact on the nutrition
nutrition of the dish. Search for a fun new recipe to make with the family and put together a healthy option that your guests won't be able to resist. Find out more about what you can do to encourage healthy eating for the holidays by visiting uncfamilymedicine.org.
As the holiday season is quickly approaching, these great outdoor provision gifts may be worth noting. Grab Dad some cool pants in Riot Raw denim. Maybe Mom needs a Hydro Flask for hot tea with lemon. Make a fisherman's season with a new Yeti Hopper. Or grab a Nash Supboard and go hit the water. Yes, Trusty can help you with lists big and small. The gift of adventure is one size fits all. And we'll wrap it for free with a nice bow on top. Visit greatoutdoorprovision.com for your local shop.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-A-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering buy two, get one free Wolfgang Bakery treat bags. And if it's your dog's first visit, you'll receive $5 off a Wolfgang grooming session. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
It's coming up on 647 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Morse is here. How's it going?
Good. Yeah. Good.
Have an eventful weekend?
I had a very eventful weekend.
You missed the parade.
I know.
You weren't there. I know you were feeling under the weather.
I was.
But it was really nice. We had a good time.
I know. I saw pictures. You guys looked great.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's amazing what airbrushing and that kind of thing can can do to help the appearance.
Would somebody do that for me, please?
Really? I'm serious. Me too.
I love it. I really need a lot of help.
Wipe away a few years while you're at it and, don't use your wide-angle lens or whatever you need to do to take a few pounds off, But anything else happened to you over the weekend?
Yeah, what are you trying to fish for information?
Yeah, I am. I just want to fish for information, but I want you to say what you want to say. I don't want to...
Oh, okay.
I don't want to force anything on you.
Well, I got engaged.
How about that? My goodness.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
She's engaged, folks.
Yeah.
My goodness. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That is really good news.
We've been together about 7 years, a little over, so it was kind of time. But, it was very nice. Very nice.
He wanted to make sure he was making the right decision,
He's a little slow. But, it's all relative.
Well, that's good. That's fantastic. I am really happy to hear that. I first saw that on Facebook, and I got all excited. I said, does she mean what I think she means?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did.
And then everybody else started saying it, and, so I figured, what the heck?
It was very cool. Very cool.
Well, that's great, man.
Yeah. He actually proposed to me. People are going to think, oh, this is silly. But he proposed to me in front of the Dean Dome because that was exactly where we met.
Uh-huh.
First time he ever saw me. So that was where he did it.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is Lance a romantic guy?
He can be if he tries really hard, I should have known something was up. He was wearing his big boy pants and he... Looks really nice.
Well, were you dressed up as well?
Well, I had to after I saw him.
You had to match him, right?
Wasn't really intending on going anywhere, but apparently we had plans, so yeah. I had to.
Yeah, you had to go along with his plans.
Well, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you set a date?
No, not yet.
No.
Okay. We just did this weekend. What do you expect?
Cool.
I mean,
only took 7 years getting engaged. So.
You'd think I have a whole treasure chest full of ideas to do,
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank God he asked me. Now we can do this and that and so forth and so such. And yes, we're going to get married on such and such day.
Yeah, right. Well, it's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Really happy for you.
Appreciate it.
It is time now to take a look at traffic and weather together on WCHL. And let's do traffic first. Here once again is Nikki Morse.
So far, so good. No accidents to report on the roadways this morning. 15-501 problem-free in both directions between Franklin Street and Garrett Road. 40 eastbound, also a delay-free trip. If you have an early morning flight, no problems from 86 all the way through the airport exits. Mm-hmm. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. And listen, if you need a new engagement ring or a custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble today at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 33 degrees right now. Sunshine today. High today about 60. Light and variable winds. In other words, a little bit breezy late in the day. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of showers. 651 at WCHL, and time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a few of those to tell you about this morning. We'll start with Tim Conway, the incredibly funny comedian who used to be on the Carol Burnett Show all the time. Tim Conway is 81 years old today. Cindy Birdsong, who was once the lead singer of the Supremes, is 75. Let's see here. Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five is 72. No, he was not the lead singer. He was the drummer. Dave Clark, 72 years old today. Carmine Appice of Vanilla Fudge is 68 years old today. I did just a killer rendition of You Keep Me Hanging On. Actor Don Johnson, 65 years old today. I love that guy. Don Johnson, 65, used to be on Miami Vice. Melanie Chartoff, 64. Let's see here. John Lee Hancock, who's the director. He directed Saving Mr. Banks and The Blind Side. Just a couple of examples. 58 years old today. Helen Slater, the actress, 51. Actor Michael Shanks, 44. Actor Stuart Townsend, 42. Actor Adam Brody, 35 years old today. And actress Camilla Luddington, who's on Grey's Anatomy and TV, is 31 years old today. Happy birthday to Shane Foster, who's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
10 days before Christmas time.
Yes, it is.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Time for trivia. It's our holiday gift to you early.
It is, and we're hoping that you're caught up in the spirit.
Yeah. Freddie Kiger.
And just rolling into wonderful Yuletide cheer. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Ron Setzel with Freddie Kiger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of nice to hear all, turn the radio on and listen to, I'll go home and put on the...
Listen to those chestnuts popping in the fireplace.
Yeah, yeah. Father Christmas. Fireplace. Do you hear what I hear? All these wonderful...
Yeah, and we got the fireplace going over there in the corner of the studio.
Yep, and we're...
Roasting some chestnuts.
Roasting some chestnuts. And yeah. Got some popcorn over here.
Uh-huh.
Candied apples.
Uh-huh.
Molasses cookies.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
We wish.
Ready for you.
If you have them at your house, can we come over? Maybe we could do trivia live from someone's kitchen.
Yeah.
Where there's this wonderful aroma of... cookies in the oven.
Yeah, I think I would think better, if under those circumstances.
Yeah, so, okay, we're throwing ourselves out there. Whenever you let us know. All right. We're doing board games.
Yes, let's do.
Not B-O-R-E-D, but B-O-A-R-D.
Although you may be bored with this game by the time we finish.
Board games.
Uh-huh.
Because, it's a holiday time, so everybody gets together and you break out, Risk and...
Uh-huh.
Operation and, all sorts of board games.
Life.
Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah. Checkers.
Exactly. Chinese checkers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Parcheesi.
Charlotte checkers.
I remember them.
Yeah. Hockey, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Board games. Here we go.
All right.
What's the only chess piece that changes the color of its square every time it moves?
Well, I'm not a chess player, so I don't know the answer to that question.
What's the only chess piece... It changes the color of its square every time it moves.
I don't know. Somebody will know.
Of course, yes.
This is
an intellectual community.
Yes, it is.
Someone's probably sitting there right now with their steaming hot mocha.
Uh-huh.
Engaged in the game of royalty, chess.
In the game of love, baby. In the game of love. Maybe you're just sitting there drinking a cup of coffee and you're not doing anything. You're not engaged in anything. Just drinking a cup of coffee. Call us and
call us with that chess piece.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ashton Tippins is Executive Director of Table, and now Table is expanding.
We're very excited to be able to grow to expand to serve preschool and middle school kids as well. We come to realize that preschool, elementary school, and middle school kids are all in need of food on weekends and school holidays. holidays.
Table is a grassroots nonprofit based in Carrboro. It's been working to provide healthy food to hungry elementary school children for the last 7 years. Aston Tippins is today's WCHL hometown hero. You wouldn't believe how many children in our community go hungry, especially on the weekend.
30% of elementary school kids are on free and reduced lunches here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. It's 60% of preschool kids and 24% of middle school kids. From elementary to middle school, there's not much change.
How do these kids get the healthy food that they need?
We provide healthy food for weekends and school holidays when they don't have access to their free school meals. We'll deliver on Thursday afternoons. We'll deliver a bag filled with healthy non-perishables, local produce, and fresh milk every week. And then we'll give them extra food for Christmas coming up, the school holidays.
Aston Tippins has been working with Table for quite a while.
I actually started at Table as a volunteer when I was in undergraduate school at UNC. So it's probably been about 5 years. I became the program director after my senior year in college and then became the executive director about a year and a half ago.
Table helps a lot of needy families.
When parents aren't able to find jobs or are not able to find jobs that are paying well enough for them to support their families, that's a huge part of why there is such a need, as well as families immigrating to Chapel Hill, that creates the increase in the percentages of the free and reduced lunches as well. What we can do in Chapel Hill and Carrboro is just, while there are kids, to surround those kids and also always just educate the families and the parents and the kids as well.
60% of preschool students, 30% of elementary school students, and 24% of middle school students get free or reduced school meals. Aston says there are a lot of people who make it happen for Table.
We have a lot of generous donors and volunteers that donate their time as well. So we have a lot of people involved in Table, and we couldn't do it without our wonderful community who does support us in so many different ways. There's a bunch of different organizations and churches and businesses that support us as well.
And if you'd like to help,
you can get involved by volunteering. We have on-site volunteer shifts. We also have various other volunteer opportunities. So various other things, as well as donating food and funds. You can host a food drive in your church, your neighborhood, your business, and collect the food and donate it to Table. And then we always in need of funds as well.
Aston Tippins is today's WCHL hometown
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Coming up on 658 at WCHL, good morning.
10 days before Christmas time.
Yes, it is.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's see. I'll give you the answer here on our trivia question this morning, having to do with chess.
Freddie Kiger asking a question about chess, and that is a game that I admittedly know very little about.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about it. I've played some people who are so very good, and after, like, you move two moves,
yeah,
you're dead. Right. They've already figured it out. Hmm. Bang, 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 over.
Yeah, it's a game of strategy, I'm told, but I don't know.
Oh, no, it is. There's no question.
I don't know enough about it.
The Masters have already planned out moves like 6 and 7 and 8 in advance.
Yeah.
You move, they anticipate you're going to do this, then I'll do this, then you'll do this, and they've got it all figured out. Yeah. The Bobby Fishmans and Boris Spassky's and all those folks.
Yeah.
And the Ron Stutz.
Yeah, really. I'd put myself in that category.
Well, the chess piece that changes color of its square every time it moves.
Not.
The knight.
The knight?
The knight.
Really?
When it moves two squares horizontally and one square vertically, or two squares vertically and one square horizontally, but by doing so, the color on the board that you're playing always switches. Hmm. Always.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, I always reminded myself when I played, and I did play, that the knight would go up one space and then diagonally one space.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, almost kind of like half of a Y.
Yeah.
But that's the way I remembered it.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot, Freddie, for the question. Gary Ricciuso was the first one to get in with the correct answer. We got a whole bunch of people calling in this morning. I apologize if I could not get to your phone call. But thank you for calling. We'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Tar Heel Photo Booth. Purchase photo booth rental and props for your next event or party. You can choose from two options at over half off. Photo booth rentals are perfect for any occasion, and they make a great gift for someone planning an upcoming wedding, reunion, birthday party, or corporate event. Capture some epic moments with Tar Heel Photo Booth. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
News, I'm Frank Setapani.
I can think of almost nothing more distressing
more terrifying.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott is describing the hostage ordeal that began in a downtown Sydney, Australia cafe early today. It's 11 o'clock at night now, and a gunman with a history of arrests for extremist activity is still holding more than a dozen people. Among other things, he's asking for an ISIS flag. Reporter Amanda Hart tells us the gunman forced hostages to hold a different flag against the cafe's windows.
It was an Islamic flag, which has caused a lot of concern out there in the community. Islamic leaders here in Australia have come out and condemned this attack. They call it a lone wolf attack, but it sure has scared a lot of people.
Deputy Police Commissioner Catherine Byrne.
Our approach is to resolve this peacefully. It might take a bit of time, but that is our approach.
At least five hostages have managed to escape. Here at home, healthcare sign-up sites are bracing for a last-minute rush. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano.
If you're getting health insurance through a federal or state exchange and you want it to be in effect January 1st, today's the deadline. Laura Adams of InsuranceQuotes.com says the uninsured have something important to consider.
The penalty is going up. There are a lot of people that don't even realize there's a penalty.
As of December 5th, nearly 1.4 million Americans had signed up during the open enrollment period, split about evenly between people getting new policies and those renewing or changing existing plans. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A CBS News poll that's just been released shows that two out of three Americans believe waterboarding is torture, but roughly half believe aggressive questioning of terror suspects can be justified. Former Vice President Cheney told NBC's Meet the Press harsh interrogation works.
The techniques that we did, in fact, use, that the president authorized, produced results that gave us the information we needed.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Senator John McCain likened what the CIA did to what he endured as a Vietnam War POW.
Some of these practices fly in the face of everything that America values and stands for.
Sony Pictures is desperate to stop leaks of materials stolen by computer hackers. CBS's Vicki Barker is live with the latest.
The New York Times, The Hollywood Reporter, and Variety say they've had letters from Sony calling the hacked documents stolen property and demanding that news outlets stop revealing details of their content. The hackers have already leaked snippets of what they say is the draft script of the new James Bond film, and they're threatening more leaks. The New York Times says it will make its own decision about the documents based on their newsworthiness and how they were obtained. Frank?
The third of three inmates who overpowered a guard and broke out of a small Alabama jail Saturday has been recaptured. DeMarcus Woodard was considered extremely dangerous since he was facing capital murder charges. Don't like crowds? Avoid the post office. Spokeswoman Maureen Marion says this could be the busiest mailing day of the year as Americans rush to get off cards and holiday presents.
Our letters and cards alone should probably bump by an extra 25 to 35 million pieces.
S&P futures are up 15 points. This is CBS News.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
This Christmas, Dick's Sporting Goods has gifts that matter to every athlete on your list. Select fleece from the North Face, $99, and Adidas Ultimate Fleece, now 30% off. Buy one, get one 50% off our entire stock of fishing lures. The number one gift in golf, Titleist Pro V1, just $39.99. And save $100 on Soul Cardio purchases, $999 and above, and get free delivery. Or let your athlete choose a gift that matters to them with a gift card. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Every holiday season starts at Dick's.